East Coast Breakfast.
The Hollywood Bet Sharks take on the Ospreys in an exciting showdown at Hollywood Bet's Kings Park Stadium on Friday. This match starts at 7 p.m. on Friday, and you can get your tickets at sharksrugby.co.za, or you can win them right here with Common Ready Ticket Fairy, and we'll let you know, remind you how you can win that in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, but we're joined by Hollywood Bet Sharks royalty. I should actually say Springbok royalty, you know, because there's levels to this ish, right? Grant Williams, good morning and welcome to East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, family. Hope everyone's well.
Yeah, like a welcome.
Jeez, you sound like a scrum off. But
yeah.
Jeez, I thought you were like, you know how you speak to the referees, but you're a nice scrum off. Listen, we're going to get to the rugby questions. Right, we're going to get to the rugby questions. We have some quick fires for you so we can get to know you and just give us the first thing that comes to mind. Are you ready?
Yep.
Showcase.
Grant, who's the hardest player you've ever had to tackle?
Dwayne Vermeulen.
Who's the hardest tackle that you've been tackled by?
Michael Marks.
They're like little girls, these two. Don't worry.
Best teammate to room with on tour. Sharks first.
Jaden.
Hendrickson.
Yes.
And then Springboks.
Gurdley, Arendse, Jaden Hendrickson.
Okay.
Both of them.
Okay.
Non rugby related. What's the last thing you Googled?
Oof.
You can check your phone, it'll come up.
Scanner.
One silver bag versus 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's been trending, eh?
So what's the last thing you Googled there?
Let's check. I just switched off my phone now.
What if he doesn't? It's fine. Yeah. I have a question for you that you can't answer without your phone. What is your favorite type of food?
There you go.
A Cape Townian biryani.
Oh, okay, like a nice Cape Malay one. Oh, yummy.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know, we live in the land of biryani in KZN.
But it's different.
Some people
Cape Town's home, man.
Feels about what you just said.
Cape Malay biryani is different. It's delicious.
You got sultanas in it.
It's many different things. It's a different cuisine.
Maybe you just haven't had the right Durban.
Okay, let me just rephrase and say my mother's biryani.
Oh, apologies,
Grant.
I was fine with your first answer. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and take your time with this one, right? Who would win between 100 men and one silverback gorilla? And why?
If it's 100 Mike Tysons, I'll go with the Mike Tysons.
Yeah.
If it's anyone else, I think the one silverback will win.
Yeah, see, sure. I told you. They know Kung Fu. I told you. We're not going to win that one.
I'm just saying Mike Tyson because I saw that video of him saying.
Yeah, exactly.
You reckon
fearsome.
All those, every Springbok winning squad, right? So 95, 2007 and 2023. Well, 95, 2007. That's it. 95, 2007, 2019 and 2023. Jeez, we've won so many. I actually forgot. You reckon that those that take that exact squad and then they wouldn't beat a gorilla? No weapons, though.
I think we'll end up in a draw.
In a draw? It's a tough question, this. Granty, thank you for giving us your time. Is it your off day today or are you still going to go train?
It's my off day, but I normally go to the gym, but happy to be here, Sky.
You have to wake up early just fast. That's very nice.
You guys must wake up very early.
What time do you normally wake up?
Around 6, but okay. Sky told me early on that he's already at work that time.
That's tough.
Only just.
He's late every day anyway,
six.
Yeah.
People are listening.
We're joking. We're kidding.
Jeez, like
we're
it.
Kidding. Jokes. Grant, we joke. Like in the team room.
Granty, tell us. I mean, you guys have been off now since you came back from playing Ulster. Is it a matter of just getting straight into it? Do you review the Ospreys the week before? What's happening this week?
Before I answer your question, just to put it out there, Sky's my
former college Rovers.
So I know Sky
first game at Richards Bay for Keegan Daniels.
So you know that the trouble you had getting Sky to pass the ball, right?
It was a mission, eh? I'm joking, Sky.
I'm joking.
But to answer your question, Sky, I think the guys got stuck in immediately after the Ulster win. So, yeah, I think everyone's quite excited to see the guys play on Friday night. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Listen, a Friday night game at 7, how is that different from a Saturday afternoon game?
The humidity on the ball is quite slippery. Oh. I think that's going to be challenging for the visiting team. Hopefully not for us.
Speaking of the visiting team, are there any specific players that you guys are, that you're keeping a close eye on?
I'll say everyone. There's quite a lot of internationals in the team. Dan, a former Cheetahs player, is quite a strong winger. He's playing for them. And then obviously the number 9 as well, Keaton Hardy, is also a very good player.
Okay.
All right, so if you want tickets to the game...
Yeah, we're doing alphabet roulette, right? And I know you're going to be great at this because you are a player and you know all the players. we're going to be giving you a little roulette spin wheel. Let's try it now. And then we're going to name, give you a letter, and you've got to give me a Sharks player with that letter. L.
Ow!
That's easy.
Yeah.
Luaz Mvovo.
That's a legend.
Yeah. Like, Lucanio.
Lucanio.
See, you would have won your two tickets.
Lorian Kankowski.
Who's Lorian?
Lorian. You guys only know him as Ryan. I know him by his full family name. Wow. It's Lorian.
Lorian. Okay.
Yeah. You guys don't know.
So before you go, Grant, I have to ask you this question. You guys are playing on Friday, Sharks against Ospreys. Saturday, Chiefs Pirates in Durban. Who do you support? Who's going to win?
I have to go with Pirates.
Ha, huh, this guy.
No, I'm with him.
It's the wrong answer.
That's not the wrong answer. It's the right answer. Yeah, it's
great. Pirates.
Yeah, Pirates. 2-1. Right? 1-0?
I think 3-1.
3-1.
No, this guy. Okay, bye. This guy doesn't see us. This guy.
Grant, thanks for joining us, man. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.